You have this sort of policy one, there's a political one, and then there's one about sort of the stability of the finance sector. The policy one is that Labour Party is scrabbling around for policies that are distinctive and ones that sort of have a tradition within its own party. And mutuals and co-ops certainly have that. The part of the party was sort of came out of the foundations of those sorts of ideas. And in terms of the politics of it, it's not clear what David Cameron's response would be. David Cameron said there is such a thing as society, it's just not the same as the state. So he has this big riff about civic society and community groups, and this would sort of fit within that. Whether he would necessarily go the whole hog and want it rolled out at such a high level, something like a Northern Rock Bank, we just couldn't second guess. So it'd be interesting to see what they did on that. And then in terms of sort of long-term stability of the financial sector, where you don't have risk at every level, a mutual would be more likely to guard against that, because it would sort of there wouldn't so much be shareholder interest. There would be the shareholder would be the employee. The shareholder would also be the person who has the service, has bought the service within the mutual bank. So sort of at all sorts of levels, you can see why it's extremely appealing to people within Downing Street.
But there are concrete political advantages to selling it off.
Yeah, £11 billion. But I mean, it's a sad reality that actually, when you've got public borrowing next year, £175 billion, the £11 billion that Northern Rock currently has from us, the taxpayers, actually, is talked about as actually not that much money. You can see how there would be a bounce got from any party that sold it off and was able to say, look, we brought £11 billion back in house. So it's not actually, of course, there would be a bounce, but would the bounce be more politically important than a kind of vivified Labour Party platform?
Today, the European Commission is expected to rule on whether the government broke EU rules in the way that Northern Rock was sold off. What are we expecting them to decide?
What has been on the cards for a long time, and this is related to how the government can eventually sell off the Northern Rock, whether it can split, or any buyer is not necessarily going to want to buy the bits of Northern Rock that are rotten through and through. They would essentially be, hopefully, policy wonks think, put into a bad bank, and the good bits, the high quality mortgages, would be put into a good one. And it's that good one that could possibly be sold off, and it's the good arm that would possibly be the bit that would make the money for the government, that would cause it the bounce we were just talking about. What we ha has been speculated about is that something like Virgin, and indeed Tesco's, their financial arms that are sort of quite small and nascent and in need of development, something that a Northern Rock good banking book would help them do. What we're expecting is that they would put in a bid. 2 weeks ago, Virgin Money, the financial arm of Branson's Virgin Company, they applied for a license to do high street banking. So the sort of we've got the vultures circling, if you like, and the EU is supposed to rule on whether this split is allowed to even happen. And my sources, when I put it to them, and said, well, Virgin will get it, won't they? Because it's very appealing. You can see the political arguments for giving it, well, for them being in the running. And these people said, no, we've got different ideas.